conversations, interviews, rants, and discussions about society, technology, food, art, culture, games, music, education, business, community building and marketing, communications, board games, old science, new cars, body piercing, body painting, competitive eaters, zombies and vampires, and more. You're listening to Talking About Everything with Harry Hawk.
Being manufactured by Commodore, these computers are very resilient and very open. By that time, the Amiga line of computers were very ahead of their time, very ahead. And still of today, we really still really enjoy using them.
Hello, this is Harry Hawk, and this is Talking About Everything, and I'm about to talk to Phil from the A1200 team. Phil, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Harry, for having me and to letting me answering all the questions you might have prepared for us.
Phil, you're building a case for a computer that's old, decades old, and this is the A1200 team. So if anybody's into older computers already, you know what we're talking about. But for anybody who's not familiar, Phil, what does the A in A1200 mean?
Yes, the A means for Amiga, which is a line of computers manufactured by Commodore in the late 80s and 90s. It's a shortcut for Amiga. And there is different models like the Amiga 500, Amiga 600, Amiga 2000. And the first ever Amiga computer build were the Amiga 1000.
It's worth knowing that I have also myself worked on Commodores and Amigas, not in the original, not at the 80s or 90s, but in the 2010-2011 timeframe down in Fort Lauderdale. I was working for Commodore USA, which had acquired the rights at that time to both Amiga and the Commodore, and was producing computers under those names. Amiga 1200 is a fantastic computer in that people are actively using this computer today, correct?
Yes, indeed. It is correct. I would say that people who felt in love with the Amiga 1200 and before that also, of course, with the all others Amiga computer lines still use, some of them at least, still uses these computers as of today, after like 20 years after the last one of these computers were even being manufactured by Commodore. These computers are very resilient and very open. By that time, the Amiga line of computers were very ahead of their time, very ahead, and still of today, we really still really enjoy using them.
Obviously, one of the problems is, because I've seen it myself with some old gear that I have, eventually the cases, they start getting dirty, they start changing color, they really start looking kind of not just old-fashioned, but they just look sometimes dirty, sometimes broken. And my understanding is you're going to change all that.
Yeah, at least we're going to change that by manufacturing new cases. So just for me to explain why these old cases are going to get yellowed and looking like dirty or anything is that because back at the time, these cases were manufactured using ABS plastic. And inside this plastic, you have, like in every modern products, you have some chemicals. And some of these chemicals are added simply to reduce and slow down the plastic burning in case of fire. So these chemicals are also highly reactive to the UV light. That's what makes this casing getting yellowed because over the time and of the light hitting this plastic has a chemical reaction over the time, which makes these cases become yellower and yellower after 10 or 20 years. So this is why we can see some plastic case very in such bad conditions. What we're going to do here is that we're going to manufacture a new Amiga 1200 cases using ASA plastic, which is treated to not be reactive to the UV light. Our cases are not going to get yellowed ever, even if you let them under the direct sunlight. Of course, there will be some impacts, I guess, but most importantly, they will not get yellowed as the old ones.
This means, of course, that this case could last quite a bit longer than the originals, at least in terms of their beauty. And now to do this, you had to accomplish a couple of things. One of them is obviously you had to get licensed by Amiga, which you've done, and we'll talk about in a minute. And the other is, of course, you need to basically get all of the measurements, and you actually have to build a mold for this.
Yeah.
Where are you in that mold making process? Do you have a temporary mold ready, or are you still in the engineering process?
Actually, we don't have any prototypes as of today, and we don't have any temporary molds either. We do all the designing by 3D in SolidWorks, which is not directly us doing that, because we're not specialists. We're not 3D specialists. We let this doing to the end, to the experts' end of our manufacturer, who has a special design team who is doing this kind of work, and they're doing it for us. So we have a line of work we have to follow. And like you said just before, we do have now an Amiga license, which bounds us to manufacture Amiga 1200 clone cases. So this means that indeed we have to respect all the measurements, and our cases are actually a new legal Amiga 1200 cases with the exact measurements and the exact size as the original ones. The only difference is that our cases are having some enhancements inside, enhancements that you cannot see from the outside. For instance, if you'd like to install one of the new gear, as you can see these days, like, I'm not willing to do any advertisement here, but fantastic products like Keeper 2K compact flash adapter, which you can install easily inside your A1200 computer. So on the left side of the case, we have an opening for that adapter. That's just awesome. But beside that, our case is a perfect replica of the original Amiga 1200 cases. We're pretty happy and pretty lucky that we were able to get this license.
Always hard to bring all of these licenses together, get everybody's approval. It's a little bit easier, I think, with Amiga over Commodore itself, but it's fantastic for the fan base that not only can they get this, but know that they are getting something that is legally legitimate. Yeah. Can I ask you where in the world you're going to be producing them? I know for Commodore USA, we use the Motorola molding in South Florida, but I was curious where you're going to be molding these.
Okay, actually, this will be in two steps. The first step is about building the molds, the three molds we need to do that. These molds are currently manufactured in China. This keeps prices down. Even, of course, our campaign goal is quite high, but the molds themselves are manufactured in China, and then the Amiga 1200 cases will be manufactured in France. So why did we choose to go that way? It's kind of simple. Actually, we want to these cases being manufactured and being as perfect as possible regarding the end product. We don't want any issue with case top shell not fitting on case bottom shells, for instance. We don't want to have issues like the shape, the overall shape of the case being a little off, which means you could have an expansion installed, and then you would not be able to close the case, for instance. We also want the best manufacturing process and quality control. And to do all of this, we also had to ensure all the process. So we have insurances that in case of anything going wrong, because to make this simple, backers are supporting us through the campaign. They want their product back. So of course, we want to make sure that the product they're going to get to have is the perfect quality products. And for that, we have to take insurances.
All right. So you've got some kind of insurance program so that if it turns out that the molds are wrong or whatever it is, that you can get a do-over and fix it up. Am I understanding that correct?
Totally. Actually, what is happening here is for any instance, let's say the molds sink in to the bottom of the sea while they're transported from China to France. There is an instance of that. They will do it again. If when manufacturing the A1200 computer cases, we see that one of the mold, or there is some issues by injecting or anything, all the necessary work or tooling, or even if we have to replace all the molds again, we have insurances for that.
All right. Fantastic. Now, I know during the molding process, now the way we did it at CUSA was that there was a 3D printed mold that was made first. Then the physical molds were made. But then once the physical mold was made, there was a lot of post work to make small refinements to it to get it so that it was perfect. Are you going to have that little fine tuning done in France, or will you be shipping physical atoms in and out of China and doing some test pressings in China?
Actually, what we're doing is that all the 3D modeling and all the prototypes, manufacturing processes are done in France. When all of this is done, and when we went through maybe two or three different iterations to get the best products as possible, then when we've satisfied with this, will then ship to China for the right and the end molds being manufactured over there. So of course, indeed, there is some research and development prototypes made here in France. Yes.
So one of the big questions that Mr. Altman faced with CUSA was getting the right color for the C64X that was built. And one of the issues there, of course, is simply that, as we've talked about already, that these cases have aged, and so you can't necessarily go to an existing case and pull the color. How are you working this? Are you going to do your own colors, or are you going to try to color match, and how are you going to accomplish that?
We are going to use a very easy solution to overcome this issue. We are very lucky because we've recently met one guy who had a NOS A1200 computer. We were able to see it, and he's like, he was manufactured yesterday. So that's just fantastic. So for the original A1200 colors, we're quite okay. We'll have the proper coloring for the original case ready. And for the other colors, actually, it's we let our backers on Kickstarter to choose what kind of colors they will be able to have on over their cases.
A couple? I mean, how many are you think you'll do? How many? And will you do a translucent as well?
Actually, right now, the main requests are for the original A1200 white color. But we do also have the second color is a black model. And then the transparent one comes, taking out these models from the overall production cases we're going to manufacture. I guess we'll have something like 300 or 400 colored cases. I mean, other colors like green or maybe red. And we do also have special editions cases.
And what will be special about them? Special badging or special stamping?
Actually, the special edition keys has their own reserved colors. For instance, we have a Red Sector Ink special edition case, which use a special red color, and this color will never use any time ever on any cases we may manufacture in the future. This color will never be used anymore ever. And same goes for the Scoopex special edition case. They have special color, and you will never see this color again on any Amiga 1200 cases, unless you paint it yourself, of course.
Now, you mentioned three molds. So I know there's a top and a bottom. What is the third mold for?
Yeah, you're right. At start, we wanted to get rid of this third mold because, you know, molds are not what we could say cheap things, right? So even the third mold is the smallest one, is still adding on top of the total costs we need to raise for this project. So at first we wanted to get rid of it, but we then realized that people are still willing to have the trapdoors, also the rear trapdoor, and the small parts for the Amiga 1200 cases. So the third mold is used to manufacture these parts.
So the access hatches and other little parts and pieces that bring it all together.
Yes, totally, exactly.
Now, did I also read that at some future project you may also do a keyboard?
Yes, that's right. Actually, we're still working on how to make this happen. It's not as simple as we could think of. Regarding a full keyboard, let's just say that a full keyboard is mainly two different kind of things. A full keyboard is about a keyboard first without keycaps, and you also have the keycaps. So these two products are coming from two different line of manufacturing processes. And so that's the reason why we address each of them as a separate project. So first, regarding the keycaps, what we understand here is that Amiga keycaps has very specific shapes. There is also 10 different profiles. A key profile is the height of the keys, the size of the keys, the shape of the keys. So an Amiga keyboard has 10 different of these, 8 major and two, I would say 7 major and 3 special keys, like the left shift key and the enter key. Each special key, like this, the space bar, each of them need one mold, is as simple as that. To manufacture one key, we need one mold.
I know some of the original keyboard keys were what they call double shot. In other words, it was two different colored plastics. Are these double shot?
No. Actually, when we're going to look at regarding the keys, is that we're going to manufacturing the keys using single shot, like irregular keys. And for the lettering, we think we are going to make the lettering using dye sublimation, which is basically melting the dye inside the key. It's very sharp. The design keys are very sharp. The lettering is very sharp, and it's very resilient over time. So you don't lose any sharpened lettering over the keys over the time.
If I can explain, if you don't know, what the double shot does is it uses two different colors so that the letters themselves are a different color, and that's what you see. And, of course, it never wears away because it's literally, you know, built in. And in modern keyboards, what Phil was just talking about is often they'll use a silk screening or some kind of external printing, which if you have a ThinkPad that's 5 or 6 years old and already a lot of the keys have started to rub off. And by using dye sublimation, by essentially embedding some color into the plastic, you're hoping that it becomes nearly or maybe even longer lived than what you'd get through the far more expensive double shot process.
Exactly. Double shot is quite an expensive way to manufacture keycaps. We're not really satisfied with current technologies like pad printing, even like Logitech. You if you want to buy an external keyboard, you go in a shop, you buy a Logitech keyboard. If you look carefully, even on high priced Logitech keyboard, you will see that they're using pad printing for this level of pricing. I'm quite surprised. So we're not going that way. We really want nice keys which can last as long as possible.
Again, I want to get back to the case, but since, you know, we're talking about keyboards and all that, do you know what kind of switches you're going to use, what were in the original, and what kind of switches you're going to use? I know at CUSA we were using the cherry blue switches.
Yeah, actually, Harry, this is a very good question. Do I need to answer it? Yeah. The thing is, when we're going to manufacture the Amiga line of computers keys, so that any Amiga owner will be able to renew their keyboard, right? The key, yes. The keycaps. We had long talks about that because the original Amiga line of computers used Mitsumi switches. So the keycaps has Mitsumi mounts so that you can fix the keycaps on top of these switches. And of course, you're right, because Mitsumi switches are not manufactured anymore. And keycaps having Mitsumi mounts are not manufactured anymore either. So there is a choice here to be made. Either we manufacture keycaps because we know a lot of Amigans over the world would like to replace their yellowing keycaps, and keycaps are yellowing way more faster and darkening way more faster than the external Amiga cases. So either we manufacture quite the same Amiga keycaps that you can replace on any real Amiga keyboard, so which these keycaps will have Mitsumi mounting, or we go sideways, we change of direction, and we decide to go for a Cherry MX mount. But manufacturing these new keycaps with Cherry MX, no actual Amiga users will be able to switch their old keycaps with new ones having Cherry MX mounts. So we'll have to manufacture new keyboards as well. But this raises the price up, because these people will have to buy, to get a new keycaps set, they will have also need to buy a new keyboard, a full new keyboard. So the question is not easy to answer. I think we're willing to answer to everybody at first.
This is certainly something, if you want to reach out to Phil, let him know what you think. Excuse me. It's certainly very important to the project to understand what the fan base wants, and there is no fan group that is more vocal and more informed and concerned about their computers than the Commodore and Amiga fans, for sure. So I'm sure they will not be silent.
You're right. So that's why, regarding keycaps and keyboards, at first we thought we were able to to run a side campaign with the one we currently running now. But regarding the discussions we had with manufacturers and amongst us, I knew, because I'm a computer hardware importer and distributor, but I knew that manufacturing keyboard is not as simple that manufacturing a new Amiga 1200 case. Actually, yeah. it's way more complicated for several reasons. And the audience and the technical reasons.
The number one most expensive component in the Commodore C64Xs, certainly in the bare bones, was the keyboard. And even all things considered, after the main board, was the keyboard. It cost, Barry over $100, wholesale, with the huge quantities that he was buying, to make these keyboards. So it's certainly, something to think about and something to consider. I want to come back to the case for a moment and then sort of conclude this interview, Phil, but this is really fascinating and to me really exciting. You're going to be manufacturing these from France, so I assume they're going to be shipping from France as well. Obviously, it makes it easy to get to the huge base of users in Europe, and I can tell you that half of the Commodore USA models were sold overseas, outside of the U.S., and of course, half were in the U.S. as well. Do you have any thoughts about customs duties, fees that may be added to the price, or has that been calculated, or Have you put any thought into that?
Yes, actually, we did. As I said before, I'm used to work with international shipments. And regarding the price tag and the price level of the A1200 cases, there will be customs regarding when we ship this product in USA. But the custom taxes are not going to be very, very heavy. We don't think so. The best thing for us would be, well, of course, it's not possible, but would be to have two plants, two manufacturing partners, you know, one in US and one in Europe. sadly, this is not possible. But indeed, actually, for Europe, everything's clear, everything's okay, and people, Amigans supporting us on the Kickstarter will not have any customs taxes to be afraid of when they receive their shipment. Regarding the US or other countries like Australia or even Japan, we have some backers from Japan. There is a chance that there will be a bit of custom taxes. Yes, that's right.
I'm really excited. I loved what we did at Commodore USA. I love what you're doing. It's such a huge and amazing and wonderful fan base that is out there, and they deserve to be supported. They deserve to be able to continue their hobby. They deserve to have the finest manufactured components and parts and pieces.
Exactly.
And I absolutely salute you and the whole A21 team. And all I'd really like to do now, Phil, is ask you to please go ahead and plug, tell people where they can find the Kickstarter. Please tell them what your deadlines are and everything that you need to tell them. So if you are listening to this and you're hearing this before the deadline, that you can get into this Kickstarter. And Phil, take it away.
Yeah, thanks, Harry. Yeah, you can find our Kickstarter campaign simply going over the Kickstarter.com webpage and simply type Amiga 1200 in the search bar, and you'll find us right away. We also have a website dedicated to this project, which is www.a1200.net. And you can contact us either from the Kickstarter page or from within our webpage, and you can send us an email. We do answer every questions, every contacts in a matter of hours. We really near all the Amiga fan base, and we eager to hear about everybody what they think about what we're doing here. Yesterday, we've reached 60% of the goal we have to reach to make this happen. Through this, Harry, I'd like to thank all of our supporters. I'd like to thank all our backers and all people following us for all the support they already gave us and all the nice messages and we received from them. This is just amazing. So many people from so many countries. We didn't even knew that we had some Amiga users, Amiga A1200 fans in Japan, in China. That's just amazing. And we would like to thank them all very much. But it's not finished. We still have 38 days to go as of now. And we do need all the help coming from old Amiga fans and listeners. We still need your help, guys. Our goal is quite high, as you already understood.
What is the goal and what is the due date?
Actually, the goal is 125,000 euros, which is not a small goal, right? And the due date is over the 1st November. So we still have a bit of margin here to make this happen. But we do need the help of everybody, everybody willing to have a new Amiga 1200 cases, any kind of color. We also have several different kind of special editions with very special bonuses like mugs with the Amiga logo, the Amiga bowling ball. We have bonuses like posters from Scoopex or Red Sector Incorporate. And we do prepare some new special editions coming in the new days, which one should be, hopefully, if we're going to make it, because it's quite complex also for different reasons regarding licenses and rights owners. But we are working with one of the biggest and well-known Amiga game editor from back in the days to raise a very special edition about that. And we can't wait to make that happen. So we do need the help of everybody. So if you have an Amiga, if you like Amiga, if you'd like to support the Amiga community, even if your Amiga 1200 does not need any external new case replacement, support us. There is lower pledges you can go for, like trapdoors replacement, and new mugs. And there is all kind of way you can support us. We do need the help of everybody to make this possible.
Phil, thank you for all of that detail, all of that description. You mentioned mugs and other items. I can assume that these are all then sort of official Amiga products because you've licensed the logo and all.
Exactly. You can find and see all of this on the Kickstarter campaign page.
So maybe you don't need the case, but you'd love to somehow get an official Amiga mug. This is certainly your opportunity.
Yes, yes. I'd like to answer some questions. We do receive quite on a daily basis regarding these mugs. Actually, we can't set up a reward with only these mugs. It's not possible because regarding Kickstarter rules, we have to supply with each reward one of the products we manufacture. So the lowest products we manufacturing are the trapdoors and the parts. So I'm very sorry, we cannot make a reward with just and only the mugs because we had a lot of questions about these very nice devices.
And can you talk about the price range from the first reward? Just give us a range of what this might cost.
Of course. So the first reward is the Amiga 1200 parts, which you get the trapdoors, the rear trapdoors as well, and also some adapters with a video out, so that you can install any in-division board in back of your Amiga. And you also get a screw set to replace maybe some missing screws you have from your actual original case. And this is the first level reward, which is 20 euros, non including shipment, but shipment is a very important package, is very light on this one. And the second pledge, which is 49 euros, is indeed the same kind of spare part, but you also receive three mugs. The first one, which has the original Amiga logo on it. The second one had the Amiga bowling ball on it. And the third one has the Amiga checkmark on it.
So sit with a couple of your friends and have a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, and talk about the good old days of making demos on Commodore and Amiga computers.
Exactly, totally.
And on the higher end, can you give a little bit of a range where if I wanted to get the case with the trapdoors and everything, kind of regular color?
The regular color case, which is actually, we don't have any regular color case because when you pledge on one of the case, which is a 79 euros pledge, you get the A1200 case plus, of course, all the spare parts, the trapdoors and the video adapters, plastic adapters. And at the end of the campaign, when you pledge on this level at 79 euros, we will simply ask you what is the color of your case you want to get. So you may request the original color one, or you can request any color. The coloring is of the cases. The coloring is fully integrated in all solutions. So you just have to request what color you want.
All right. Well, this is truly fantastic. And again, I want to thank you for your time. Once again, please tell everybody where to find you. And we will stop this podcast in just a minute.
Yes. Thank you very much, Harry, for having me here and answering all your very nice questions. I would say to all people, do not hesitate to send us any message, any question. We are able to answer very fast and everything. We really are going to make this happen with all the help you can spare us.
Fantastic. And again, I can certainly attest, we started talking less than 24 hours ago, and Phil already made himself available for this interview. He's representing the whole A2100 team. My name is Harry Hawk. This is Talking About Everything. Today we've been talking about creating licensed A2100 cases and spare parts, different colors, molding, global manufacturing, and so much more. I want to thank my guest, Phil, and I hope everybody has a great day. You can reach me on Twitter at HHAWK. You can find the show notes for this episode on talkingabouteverything.com. This is Harry Hawk saying bye-bye.
My name is Chuck Fresh, and I am being paid to thank you for listening to Talking About Everything with Harry Hawk. Harry wants to hear from you on Twitter at hhawk or harryhawk@gmail.com. And now, a word from our sponsor, Life Extension Coach and favorite chef. Hawk Digital Marketing is focused on bringing brands and people together. We build communities of interest based on trust and transparency, where consumers and brands can converse, learn, discuss, or solve problems together, while creating a long-term connection, entanglement, between you and your customers. Once connected, we help you engage, communicate, sell, present, educate, and inform. Evolve your communications with us. HawkSocialMarketing.com.